Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Saturday in the 16th week in Ordinary Time, and also the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The celebrant of today's Mass is Father Salvo, the rector of St. Patrick's Cathedral, and the Mass will be offered for the repose of the soul of Brian Coffey. Please stand.
And let us sing together our entrance hymn number 719 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal number 719, Praise to the Holiest in the Height.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Dear sisters and brothers, as we begin these sacred mysteries on this memorial of St. Joachim and St. Anne, let us begin by recalling our sins and asking our Lord to grant us his peace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners to yourself. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O Lord, God of our fathers, who bestowed on Saints Joachim and Anne the grace that of them should be born the mother of your incarnate Son, grant through the prayers of both that we may attain the salvation you have promised on your people through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words the Lord said, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the children of Israel to offer burnt offerings and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." The word of the Lord. The responsorial psalm. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. God the Lord has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice, and fulfill your vows to the Most High. Then call upon me in time of distress. I will rescue you and you shall glorify me. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the great St. Joachim and St. Anne, who are the parents of our Blessed Virgin Mary, and of course then the grandparents of Jesus. And we know about them through the Protoevangelium of James, which, even though it's not in the canon of the Bible, we receive a lot of our traditions, the ones that are more substantial, from these books. And St. Joachim and Anne also struggled at one point to bear a child in a time that would have been even, it's always a tragic thing, but it was all the more back then. They would have seen it as a punishment from God and so on. But then, of course, God had someone in store for them, and it was the Blessed Virgin Mary, who they brought into the world, who then, of course, the mother of Jesus Christ. And therefore, imagine not only that they had Mary as a daughter, they had Jesus as a grandson. And we have a lot of our, in the images of sacred art and everything, it's very common to see Saint Anne with the child Mary, and Anne teaching the child Mary the scriptures and how to pray and so on, which is beautiful to look at, because then, of course, Mary would have taught Jesus his first prayers as a child. And it's a reminder how the faith goes on from generation to generation to generation. And so, of course, on this day, in many places in the world, it's Grandparents' Day. And it's a day in which we celebrate our grandparents and thank God for our grandparents and pray for our grandparents, and whether they're in heaven or still with us. And it's a day in which we celebrate not only the love and the joy that we have from loving grandparents, but also how important grandparents are in helping future generations in bringing the faith. Many times it's a very common thing to see is that young parents are very busy with so many things, and many times the grandparents who have a bit more time and attention in certain things and have prioritized something things as life goes on, make it sure that the grandchildren have the sacraments, that they are receiving the faith, that they're living in the faith. And it's so amazing to see how that happens from generation to generation. I have a One of my grandmothers is 101, and she's always watching these masses and everything. And it's something I always ponder at, and it's just so beautiful to see, is that we have a picture of her when she was 2 years old, held in by her grandfather, whose name was Crisanto, who would have been born like in the 1860s. And now we have all these pictures of her with my niece, who is 3 years old, Gina, and she was born in 2023. And there she is playing with Gina. Recently, there is all these funny pictures of them putting on Disney princess wigs and everything together. But what's beautiful about that is that this Pita, my grandmother, she received all this love from her grandparents, and she has all this love for her great-grandchildren, which spans three centuries of people. She has in her heart the love of people that were born in the 1860s, as she has in her heart the people that were born in 2021 or 22. And it's generations of God's love going from one generation to another. And that love is a product of the faith in Jesus Christ and the love that he taught us to love one another with. And therefore, it's so beautiful to see how we're meant to pass that on from generation to generation to generation, and it spans a lifetime and lifetimes with always the basis of it all being the love of Christ and our faith in him. And in the same way, not only do we pass down that love from generation to generation, we pass down our faith from generation to generation. And it's something that should always make us ponder and how powerful it is that no matter how long we're here on this earth, we still are going to live our mark when we have loved and we have received love from others, and it will always be alive from generation to generation. And so on this day, it's a day in which we celebrate that, it's also a reminder that how Jesus was born into a family like us, and not only the Holy Family, but a family with grandparents and cousins and aunts and uncles and family friends and so on. And in that same way, he wants us to also cherish that and to make that a priority in our lives. So on this day, congratulations to all grandparents, great-grandparents, everyone that has a grandparent role, and we pray that you continue to bring that love, that joy, and especially that continuation of God's faith, of our faith in God, from generation to generation. God bless you. And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs. Let us pray for the church. May the grace of the Holy Spirit continue to make her a faithful witness to all the world. Let us pray to the Lord. For the world, may God's peace reign everywhere. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are afraid, may God's love calm their hearts and bring them peace. Let us pray to the Lord. For members of this faith community, may Jesus increase our love for him in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the souls in purgatory, may they experience God's mercy and see his face this day. And we pray for the soul of Brian. Let us pray to the Lord. Father, we ask that you look favorably upon our prayers and answer them according to your will, through Christ our Lord. pray, brothers and sisters, that this, my sacrifice and yours, may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Receive, we pray, O Lord, these offerings of our homage, and grant that we may merit a share in the same blessing which you promised to Abraham and his descendants, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, sure support, so that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so, with the angels and archangels and with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as we acclaim.
Holy.
Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, Saint Joachim, Saint Anne, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us sing together our communion hymn number 593, Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, number 593.
Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. How revealed.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that your only begotten Son should be born from among humanity so that by a wonderful mystery, humanity might be born again from you, we pray that in your kindness, we may sanctify by the spirit of adoption those you have fed with the bread you give your children, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace. And let us ask our Blessed Mother on this day that we celebrate her parents, that she may bless all grandparents and everyone that is like a grandparent, that they may continue to spread that love and our faith. Hail Mary. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Let us go forth singing number 641. Now thank we all our God. 641. Blessed us all.